Illegal immigration at 9x the rate of 2017, projected to outpace Obama. By John Binder on May 9, 2019. Illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border last month was 9 times the level of the same month 2 years ago and is projected to outpace every year when former President Obama oversaw immigration. As Breitbart News reported, there were nearly 100,000 apprehensions of migrants, border crossers, and asylum applicants at the U.S.-Mexico border last month. This is nearly 9 times the level of illegal immigration compared to April 2017, when just a little more than 11,000 border crossers were apprehended. Likewise, projections by Princeton policy researcher Stephen Kopitz reveal that the U.S. remains on track this year to outpace every year of illegal immigration overseen by Obama. At current illegal immigration levels, about 863,000 border apprehensions are expected for fiscal year 2019. This is a level of illegal immigration at the southern border that has not been seen since the last years of former President George W. Bush. The only fiscal year that has reached a higher level of illegal immigration at the southern border dating back to more than a decade ago was fiscal year 2006, when more than 1 million apprehensions were made at the U.S.-Mexico border. Kopitz projects that this month's rate of illegal immigration will be around the same level as last month, with anywhere between 90,000 to 95,000 apprehensions. Through increased immigration enforcement, Trump has secured a 4% wage gain over the last 12 months for America's blue-collar and working class. Experts like Chris Kobach have warned that if illegal immigration levels continue to soar over this year and throughout 2020, those wage hikes will be choked by a saturated labor market with more cheap, foreign workers competing against Americans. Kobach has detailed a plan exclusively at Breitbart News to stem the flow of mass illegal immigration to the country. Every year, the U.S. admits more than 1.2 million legal immigrants to the country regardless of the rate of illegal immigration arriving at the borders and through visa overstays. That is, foreign nationals who have refused to leave the country after their visas expire. At current rates of legal immigration, if not reduced, about 1 in 6 U.S. residents will be foreign-born, according to the Census Bureau. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.